With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation. A half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Spring is in the air. Oh no, wait. That's the ashes of all life. It's strangely the same smell. You wouldn't think so, because spring is really traditionally about the birth of new life. Getting it on amongst the mammals and the carnivorous trees. Yes, the triffids rise from their graves once again and feast on human life. I guess it does make sense that spring smells like ashes. In your future, universes will be joined by the most unlikeliest of houses. No common house, no. This is a full-on manor with fancy furniture and many doors open to many dooms that lead to many deaths.
Carl?
Yes, sir.
I've been reading your paper here. It's, first of all, it was late.
I'm very sorry. What happened was there's an illness in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is very, very sick. They're dropping like flies.
You know, this is the same excuse you use every single time one of your term papers is due, Carl, and it's just not acceptable.
Well,
I'm afraid I'm going to have to give you a failing mark.
You can't!
I can't. I can do whatever I want. I'm your professor. I run this class, and I see that you have potential, Carl. So much potential. I mean, look at Reginald over here. He applies himself. He doesn't have half of your intelligence.
I don't have half of,
Yet he turns his papers in on time.
Yeah.
And gets a passing grade.
Mostly because they're on time.
Professor Selifod, I can't help it if illnesses are just riddling my family. I have a big family.
Sounds like a fib.
It does sound like a fib. It sounds like a terrible fib, and Carl, I would have expected better of you. You know what? I can't bring myself to fail you and have you repeat this year, your final year at university, but I
how else am I going to become a biologist?
You can go to school.
Well, wait, aren't I?
Yes, you are in school. Reginald is just not quite grasping the fundamental concepts of
I don't learning. Have half the intelligence.
Reginald, just please, trousers back on.
Okay.
All right.
Thought it was Friday afternoon.
It is Friday afternoon.
That's no pants time!
Okay.
I have dreams, Professor Selifod, and those dreams are to redesign the human genome. And how am I going to do that unless I pass this bioengineering class?
How's he gonna do it?
All right. I've got one final assignment for you. And because you are such a high achiever, Carl, I'm gonna pair you with Reginald here.
Hey, study buddy!
That's all he cares about is keg parties.
And Friday afternoon
and
pants.
Friday afternoon, no pants.
No pants time!
Exactly. Now, I want you to look at this. Do you mind closing my door?
I'll just walk over here. Grab that doorknob. And close this door.
Perfect.
And
Now, okay. Do you mind just opening it and asking Reginald to step inside and closing it again?
Sir. Reginald,
it's outside.
Do you want to come in here?
Oh, yeah, no pants time.
Yeah, bring your pants, Reginald.
Okay.
All right, can you close that door, please?
Oh, got it. There we go.
All right. Now, this does not leave the room, all right? We're about to
I just
you.
Left the room.
No. He's talking about what he's about,
we're about to
say.
To tell you.
Oh.
Here, take a look at this chart.
That's a...
Do you know what you're looking at, Reginald?
No.
Okay. All right. Good. Let me explain, all right? Save your awe and shock after I tell you what you're about to see.
Is that a periodic table?
Yes, it is.
But it looks like there's way more elements.
There are. There are way more elements. This is a periodic table of Dragoon Nathrana. Do you follow me?
You can't speak those words.
I just did.
Those words come from a dark language.
Dragoon Nathrana. You know what I'm talking about, Reginald.
Bananas.
Yes, bananas. He's bananas. But Carl, this is a parallel world that exists side by side our world.
Dragoon Nathrana is the name of the parallel world?
Yes, and no one has been able to go there. But I have located the entrance.
Where?
In.
Where?
And right up to his face.
Yes.
Our noses are touching.
I can feel your voice on my face. You're so close.
I can feel your breath.
How we get to Dragon Banana?
Dragoon Nathrana.
Yeah.
Here, look at this map. You're going to hurt yourself if you keep doing that, Reg. Here, look. On this precipice.
Yes.
On this cliff.
That's a house.
Yes, it is a house.
I did it.
Okay, we've got to give that one to Reginald.
That is a point for
That's
you.
A point for Reginald.
Now, look, the locals call this Magnus Manor. I have determined that it has built a legend over the years that has warded people away from even going there. Tales of haunting. Tales of dogs with three heads.
Dogs!
Tales of animatronic dolls whose heads turn around. Strange things.
Oh, I've seen those.
Inside this house lies
it's
the
a small
pathway...
World. Disney World.
No.
Sorry, that's where I've seen those.
That's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The dead-eyed dolls, right? Yeah. Like the Benjamin Franklin.
I don't like those.
No. You were saying that there's a pathway.
Yes. Within this house is the portals of Dragoon Nathrana. The three of us, as your final exam, Carl, are going to enter this house and bring back evidence of Dragoon Nathrana.
Sir... I feel really bad for not doing my assignment, but this sounds like it has nothing to do with her.
That sounds like fun! I get to see dogs!
Don't you understand? Carl, he gets to see dogs. You get to rewrite the human genome because if you look closely at this periodic table, there's an element on here. Carlonium. It's named for you.
How is that possible?
It's a parallel world. Don't you see?
That in this other universe, I'm already... The genius I aspire to be?
Exactly.
How am I in this other world?
Brilliant.
Oh, I want to go.
You're going to go. You're the muscle that we're bringing with us.
Yeah, I'm going to pack my bag right now.
He didn't even open the door.
He's just bumping against the door.
Just let him, you know what? Let him tire himself out. We're going to need him to be sedate and docile for most of this trip.
He hates flying.
I know. He's still doing it. Look at him. He's starting to bleed.
Gonna nap.
All right, now, here's three plane tickets, Reggie. Here's yours.
I'm going flying!
Yes, you are. Carl, here's yours. Here's mine. I've hailed a cab. It's waiting outside. I should ask you if you're willing to do this.
My choice is flunking out of school and seeing my dreams squashed in front of my eyes, or traveling to another dimension where I'm already a successful scientist.
And I'm brilliant!
And then I just guess I learn from myself, crib some notes.
You bring back Carlonium.
I bring back Carlonium and become great. And I write the human genome.
I'm gonna get dragon bananas.
And what do I get, you're wondering?
What is in it for you? I can't believe that this would just be out of the goodness of your heart to see me pass. You've never liked me. So what is it in it for you, Professor Celophon? What's on the other side of that... pan-universal barrier.
Isn't it obvious?
Bananas!
Bananas.
Your bananas!
If I can bring back the primordial seeds of bananas from Dragoon Nathrana and reintroduce them to this world, I'll be known as the Banana Baron.
Dragon bananas!
That's right, Reggie.
This was always about money for you.
Yes, it was. Commerce underpins most things, Carl. You should know that by now.
All right, I'll play your dirty game.
Let's go! 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 Let's go!
Reggie, we just have to put a bandage on that wound on your head. All right, good. Yeah.
Hey! You guys called for a cab?
Yes, we did.
Well, this minivan ain't gonna get in itself, so, slide right. The door open.
Shotgun!
Just lower the ramp so I can put my wheelchair in.
All right. Get in there, mister. You need a hand? You seem pretty capable.
I'm fine. No one gives Professor Cellophon a hand.
Well, you give him wheels.
That was uncool, Reginald.
What?
We shouldn't make fun just because he's in a wheelchair.
I'm differently abled.
Yeah.
All right? I'm differently abled. Can't we all just see that?
He magic.
Yes, he magic.
All right. This minivan's going to the airport. Not like you asked me, but that's where I'm going.
Oh, I love riding in a cab, don't you, boys?
Can't wait to fly.
Ah. It's good watching the world whiz by.
Huh. So tell me, if there's another me on the other side of this portal,
yes.
There must be another you, Professor Cellophon.
If my calculations are correct, there is.
And do you know anything about him?
Yes. He stands. He walks. He didn't suffer the horrible crippling accident that I did when I was a child. He wasn't reaching to the top shelf for that jar of wildflower honey. Lose his balance and fall down. Fall down onto that jar which had broken just before he made it to the ground into shards, and the liquid gold lanced his spinal cord. My blood is commingled with wildflower honey. Do you understand what that means?
You are sweet.
That's right, Reggie. And so are you, my boy.
Thank you.
Put your pants on.
Friday.
Terminal 2!
We're here.
Good thing I packed a bag. And you got a bag too, right?
Yep, it's got a sandwich.
I didn't bring anything.
Don't worry. You're gonna come back with a handful of colonium.
There's our plane. It's shiny!
It's a turboprop. Everyone on board.
All right, which one of yous is going to?
Are you also driving the plane?
Yeah. Yeah, the minivan is a bit of a side industry for me, but I make most of my living as a pilot, but you have to subsidize because this is a small airline.
Yeah, all
right. Take us to Magnus Manor!
Yes, can you read a map, sir?
What? You think a pilot can't read a map?
I'm asking a question, straightforward, answer the question. Can you read a map?
No.
Okay, all right.
You gotta have to direct me,
all right,
buddy?
Let me into the cockpit, then. Let me in! Just because I can't walk doesn't mean I'm into that cockpit. I see how you look at me. I'm differently abled. Can't you see that?
You're okay. He's not mad at you.
I guess I'm chip on my shoulder. I'm
look,
sorry.
Mister, I can let you into the cockpit, but you won't be able to reach the controls.
Oh, won't I?
No, you won't.
I fashioned these prosthetic arm extensions. They should do the trick.
Holy moly.
I thought it was just his legs, but I guess his arms are hurt too.
His arms are coming out like corkscrews. Oh, gosh. Hey, you're flying the plane yourself. What am I supposed to do? Take a break in the back?
Serve your passengers their refreshments, my good man.
All right, which one of you wants a scotch?
Well, I'll take a scotch.
Yeah. You're driving the plane.
Oh, you only live once.
You got me there. Yeah.
I want grape.
Okay.
Grape scotch. I'll just have a tea, please.
Oh, check out the pussy.
You should map down below. I'm putting it into a nosedive, gentlemen.
Why?
We're going to bail out. Blow the hatch door! Grab hold of my wheelchair, boys! Here we go! Cannonball!
Whee!
Oh, that pilot stayed in the plane!
He did.
I have an owie.
It's all right. It's all right, Reggie. It's all right. It's okay. Look, you're the muscle. You're the one who's going to be protecting us. Man up!
Okay.
Carl?
Yeah, Professor Cellophon?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
How are you?
I have some scrapes, bruises.
Hey, cogito ergo sum.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure. I know.
Look!
Reginald.
Latin.
Latin.
Look!
There it is! Madness Manor.
Oh. Look over there.
Huh?
Behind that fence. Kennel of three-headed dogs.
Puppies!
And over there, to the left of it, a translucent animatronic doll.
It's turning in place.
Oh.
I am!
Perfect. The door is swinging open.
I did it!
All right, boys. Each of you grab a handle and push me in.
Okay. You know...
I put the corkscrew attachments on. I can't do it anymore.
Okay.
I've got these corkscrew arms still.
That sounds like you're being lazy. I'm sorry.
What? I'm differently abled! Can't you?
All right, well, we're pushing.
Thank you. Before we cross the threshold, though.
Oh, I pushed you in.
Oh, too late. I was going to ask if we really wanted to do this.
But we're doing it.
You didn't give us a choice before.
No.
Look at this. It's so different
now.
Are we in the antechamber or have we crossed over to the other dimension?
Well, let me bring up my protractor. Let's see.
Do we just cross through the other side of this house, open the back door, and then step out into a yard that's in another universe altogether?
I think that might be it, Carl. You are brilliant.
Now,
underachieving but brilliant.
Do I pass?
Not quite yet. Remember, you have to bring back Carlonium. I have to bring back, of course, the seeds of bananas.
And the legs of your other self.
How did you know?
Isn't it obvious?
Nope!
You hate being confined to that chair. You've always regretted the day that broken jar of honey... I wasn't listening to your story. I'm sorry.
The upshot was I hurt myself and I've lost the use of my legs.
And you've been obsessed with finding a cure ever since, but you couldn't find a cure.
There is no
world.
Cure. There isn't.
No, so you looked beyond this world.
I did.
And you found another Professor Celophon. You're going to steal his body, or at the very least his legs, and bring them back to your world. Or perhaps just take his place in this.
I knew that there was a double-edged sword bringing you along, Carl, but I needed your intellect.
Who's that?
That's me.
But you're you!
Crossing the same thresholds. He wants to get to this world as badly as you want to get to that one.
So this Madness Manor is kind of a vestibule between worlds. Dragoon Nathrana on the other side, Earth on our side.
Look who's with him.
That's me!
A smart version of you, Reginald.
And me, with a goatee?
With a goatee and a handful of Carlonium.
Oh, now. Dusty in here.
Go talk to you.
I will. By my side, boys.
Flank him.
Flank me.
What?
Flank him. Stand beside him.
Stand beside me. Here we are. Selephant!
Selephant. You sound different. I spent some time in Asia.
I see. How is it walking around, huh?
Nice. How is it being on wheels?
Not so great. I'm differently able, don't you see that?
Oh, I see.
You're looking at my legs. Am I?
Yes, you're coveting my legs, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Carl!
Hello?
You sound different.
I took some vocal lessons. Now my timbre is much more rich.
It's really nice.
Thank you. I could give you some tips if you like.
You don't have to be like that.
I'm gonna be like that.
Hi, Reginald! Hi, Reginald! How are you? I'm good! You have bananas?
Yeah, a bunch of bananas. Professor Cephalothought said you were gonna be smarter. I am, but just a little. Oh, like not a whole bunch. No, no, not a whole bunch. I rode in a plane. Cool.
Aha. So, the three of us meet our anti-Dragoonathrana selves.
Oh, yes. So what is it that you want? Is it the same thing we want?
Well, if what you want is for me to take your legs, then yes.
And can I have that carlonium you're holding?
What, the carlonium that I discovered? I'm afraid you'll have to fight me for it.
All right, we will fight. Let this madness manor be our last battleground.
Here's your sandwich. Thanks.
I will arm myself with this staff that has a blunt end and a sharp sort of semi-circular axe on one side.
And I will arm myself with this pistol.
And I'm gonna do what I always knew how to do before I ever went to school. Good old-fashioned street fighting.
I'm much too fancy for that.
I'm gonna sit with other me and eat a sandwich. Yeah, let's split it.
So it is two on two.
Yes, it is two on two.
Fight!
Ha!
Oh!
There you are! There you are! There you are! Oh, I see your weakness. Oh. I see your weakness on the cellophant. Ha!
Ow!
Oh! In your back! Jar of honey!
Ah! Knife in your stomach!
Why would you do that to yourself?
You're not me! You'll never be me! You'll always be a better me! But now, I take your carlonium!
You have the carlonium, Carl. And now, while I have my other me on the ropes, I'll cut his spine and fuse my torso onto his lower half.
Professor Cellophane, that's insane.
Is it insane? Or is it uninsane?
Hey, other me, did you finish your sandwich? Yeah. Do you want to kill all these guys now? Yeah. Get out the guns. Okay.
Holy shit!
Oh, he's strafing us! Ah!
You were a fool to bring Reginald!
I was! I thought he was the one who would protect us!
He was a loose cannon the whole time!
But look! His bullets are having no effect on us. They're ephemeral.
What is this madness?
It's Madness Mansion.
Manor?
Manor. Madness Mansion? Manor?
Manor.
Manor. It's Madness Manor.
It's Madness Manor.
And Madness Manor.
Everything that happens in here is a perversion of reality.
Carl. It didn't really happen.
Other Carl, you got a knife in your stomach, but you're still okay.
I sure am, pal.
And other Cellophant, I slashed you in half and fused my torso onto your lower body. Yet you're still okay.
Yes, I am.
We had a good time shooting everybody. Yeah, but they're all okay. We're cool. Yep.
So what is this, then? What is this place, if not a portal or a vestibule between worlds? What are we?
Hey, did you guys notice this side door?
Huh?
There's a side door. Let's go.
I'll find out. Me too.
All right, Reginald. Easy now.
Open that door. Turn the... Oh, there they go.
Bye!
He's locked the door. He was just sucked into something there.
He still closed the door behind him.
So he sacrificed himself, essentially, to save us.
He wasn't born in a barn. I can say that. We can say that of Reginald.
That's true. It's true. And the other me, he's fading. And the other you!
I'll see you guys around. Enjoy that carlonium. It won't be much good to you here.
It's like Bing Crosby.
He's dashing.
He's very handsome.
I think I'm sadder now than I was when I came in here.
It's true, a glimpse of what you could be is sometimes worse than none at all. I could have been Chinese. Interesting, isn't it?
It is.
We bump up against our own boundaries, our own limits, and we see what potential there is.
So?
Yes?
I got the carlonium. Do I pass?
I was always going to pass you. I held that over your head as a threat to get you to come with me to Madness Manor. And what? Reginald, well, I was his father, so no great loss there.
But he's gone. He left into an eternal void.
As I said, no great loss there. Blame myself, though. I fathered him. My lower half was flaccid, incapable of maintaining or even getting an erection.
And yet you still fathered him.
Indeed.
Amazing.
I used a syringe.
So, how are we gonna... What now? What's next for us, for Professor Seliphod and Carl?
Huh. An eternity in this limbo is my guess. You, at least you got your Carlonium. Me, I never achieved my legs.
Wait!
Hmm?
I have Carlonium!
That's right!
I could rewrite the human genome! I could bioengineer your legs right here!
And you know what? I have Reginald's hairbrush. Look. The root of one of his hairs contains enough DNA for you to reconstitute my son. Would you do that for me? That was only putting on a show when I said I didn't care about him.
I don't see why not. I hate to see him just stuck in the eternal void, although he technically will be. We're just cloning him.
It's true. He'll have no memory of what happened to him. I wonder if I should ever tell him.
We'll decide that later.
That's a question for another time.
And now to work.
Okay, Carlonium, do your thing.
Think.
What do you need from me?
Pass me that helmet of knowledge.
Here it is. Helmet of knowledge.
So simple. A child could do it. A child!
All right. What else do you need?
Screwdriver.
Butter knife?
Butter knife.
Jar of honey?
Jar of honey! Break it! Fall on this!
Ah!
And now...
serum, my blood!
Your blood! This hairbrush! We begin where we left off! We end in the beginning!
Look, he's taking form.
Wake up. Wake up, Reginald.
Wake up, Reg. Reg! You passed out after you were hitting your head on the door there.
It hurt.
You were unconscious for like 2 hours. Is everything okay?
Yeah. I went through the door with me.
Huh.
And you, Professor Seliphod.
Yes.
Stand up.
Oh, my God. My legs! Look at them! Look at my legs!
How glorious they are. They're so large.
No parents! It's Friday afternoon!
Return to Madness Manor, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Carl, the cab driver, and other Carl, Lee Smart as Professor Seliphod and other Professor Seliphod, and Nug Nargang as Reginald and other slightly smarter Reginald. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty podcast network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or The Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty Network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.